A Northwest adventure race that some called the best, worst idea is returning after a long pandemic hiatus. The 2022 running of the Race to Alaska for engineless boats set sail at the first light of dawn this morning into a gale warning. The race stretches 750 miles from Port Townsend, Washington to Ketchikan. Correspondent Tom Bonsi sampled the mood at the starting line.
Race to Alaska co-founder Jake Beatty has been waiting a long time for this day. It's been nearly 3 years since the maritime adventurers were last trying to puzzle out a safe passage to Alaska.
The racer community and the fans of the race are just almost vibrating about how excited they are to have this back online and back ready to happen again.
The closure of the U.S.-Canada border to non-essential crossings had to be eased for the race to return. Plus, the isolated small towns along the route north had to be welcoming of visitors.
The last thing we wanted to do was to be the event that took COVID from the Seattle area and put it into the remote communities of Canada. That's nothing we wanted to do.
Beatty and his co-conspirators at the Northwest Maritime Center in Port Townsend purposely designed this race to have as few rules as possible.
We decided that the thing we could do to freshen the riddle of the Race to Alaska was to remove one of the rules, one of the few rules, which is you have to go through Seymour Narrows.
That's a tidal channel full of whirlpools on the inside passage halfway up Vancouver Island. The alternative for vetted ocean racers is to go outside, offshore, in the open, unforgiving North Pacific. A standing rule is that any size boat with any size crew can enter the race, but the boat has to be engineless. That means only sail power or muscle power. In addition, the competitors must be self-supported. No chase boats with mechanics and fresh supplies allowed. Beatty says one of his early, witty encapsulations of the race still holds, that being, it's like the Iditarod, but with a chance of drowning, or being eaten by a bear, or run over by a freighter. Sounds doable to first-time Race to Alaska crew member Steve Coleman, who came all the way from Australia.
That's the attraction of adventure, is uncertain outcomes. So if it was all pedestrian, then we really wouldn't want to be in it.
Coleman is voyaging with his friend Bob Killip and their captain on a used 20-foot recreational sailboat purchased online, sight unseen, in Vancouver.
We've won the race if we get to Alaska, as far as we're concerned. And see bears and see orcas and meet a few people and, you know, have fun. That's and be safe.
36 teams from as close by as Victoria and Friday Harbor to as far away as France and Australia are entered in the full race. They're mostly a mix of trimarans, catamarans, and sailing yachts, along with two kayaks and a half dozen rowboats. No stand-up paddleboarders are competing this year for a change. Nine people are attempting the race solo, including Katie Stewart.
I'm pretty familiar with the course. Yeah, it's definitely more dangerous because there's no one to help you. But I have a feeling a big group of us will be kind of nearby each other and checking on each other.
For landlubbers unwilling to brave the elements and exhaustion, there's another way to experience the Race to Alaska and meet its alumni.
You just have constant waves splashing in your face, and you're just like, why? Why am I doing this?
Filmmaker Zach Carver directed a 90-minute documentary about the race. It's now showing in select theaters and coming to streaming later with this tagline for the race.
The best worst idea.
Because of the amazing human potential on display, Carver says.
I believe that the through line is a flair for the absurd to some degree. Like, it is an absurd competition that is also calling on something very deep and beautiful within us, and it's that balance.
Starting today, Carver joins a worldwide subculture known as Tracker Junkies. These folks will be following the Ketchikan-bound racers, now reduced to dots on an online map. You can overlay the real-time weather, the vessel speed, and then let your imagination loose for what the captains might be facing on their way to Southeast Alaska. As in years past, the winning boat gets $10,000. Second place earns a set of steak knives. I'm Tom Bonsi in Port Townsend.